Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. It's very important to know that when you follow the Lord, you're on the right track. You have to trust Him. Everything that God says is important. And it's good to understand that all wrong knowledge wars against the true knowledge of God. So as you're endeavoring to hear and act on what the Lord says, the reluctance that you may experience or the reluctance you may feel, you can war against it. When you follow in the Lord, it's always refreshing to do what the Holy Spirit is giving you to do. Always. Even if it's something hard, there's a peace. And there's a... You know you're on the right track of generosity. You're going to be a blessing. People, it's inside men to want to be a blessing. But the world suppresses that love, that original love of God. And every time the Lord speaks, He activates the love that's in people. And with a new heart, we desire that love. We want that love active, not suppressed. The enemy is always trying to suppress the things of God. That's what he does. It's not always fun to learn his wiles, but when you do, you know what to look for. You know how to protect what God is trying to get over to you. Sometimes I just sense that the Lord wants to tell me something. And my mind is on so many things. And I need to focus. That's when you pray in the Holy Spirit. When you pray in the Holy Spirit, you're praying for what you need the most. You're praying for the things that's in the heart of God that you normally wouldn't know to pray for. Your spirit can sense the Lord. Your heart can sense the Lord. You know that He wants something. And I say, what is it, Lord? Show me. Sometimes He can show me in a moment. Sometimes it's over a period of days or even weeks. Because what he helps me to see and understand can be so. It's so much greater than the way you normally think. And the Lord prepares you by giving you His word. He prepares you to believe Him. Everything that we do and everything that we do for God, we have to believe Him. And the Lord has spent time to help me receive His word so that I could believe in what I'm doing. Not just for a season, but throughout the duration to get the job done. Because your faith got to be on. And when the Lord wants to show you something that's new to you, you have to fight the good fight to get the understanding you got to have. Now, the wisdom of God will bless you in every category of life. And the Lord told me years ago that if you want to make great changes, you make a few adjustments in what you do every day. With these adjustments in place, you can succeed in great ways. You can succeed. God is success. He is love. He is prosperity in every form. There is no lack in God. We're at a stage where we're beginning to prosper. We are designed by God to prosper and prosper quickly. In our lifetime, we can go from owning nothing to millions of dollars. Over the course of our life, maybe $1 billion. Nevertheless, even people that don't seem to have much, a lot of money went through their hands. They just didn't know how to harness it. They didn't know how to handle what they were getting. Now that's just, I use money for an example that time. That's something people can relate to. Same thing with knowledge and wisdom. The knowledge and wisdom that people waste could be written in books. And some of them could be bestsellers. The average Christian's testimony is so interesting that their life could be a book. The miracles that happen throughout the course of their life, the encounters with God and with Satan and with people can be very interesting. Then I'm talking about the average Christian. But those that endeavor to follow God, we see the weirdest things sometimes because the enemy's trying to stop us and cause us to change our minds against God. And we persist and we learn things. We learn the wiles of the enemy. But when it comes to the Lord, you have to contend for the faith. You have to protect the knowledge He's attempting to give you. If you sense that the Lord is trying to get something to you, seek Him out. Knock, seek, and ask, and don't ever give up till you get it. Be like Daniel. Be persistent in what you're doing. You have to believe in what you're doing. And when the Lord guides you to something that's new to you, you not only are you going to have to receive it, you're going to have to believe it to the point that you contend for it until the job is done. We have to believe in what we're doing. When people stop believing in what they're doing, they stop. If you sense the Lord wants you to do something, put your will into it. Speak. Say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this happen. This is important. If it's important to God, make it be important to you. Don't be neutral about the holy things of God. When He brings something to you, utilize it. Open doors. Walk in the open doors. Don't be afraid. When you contend for the faith and the opposition, and opposition can come through well-meaning people. Opposition can come through well-meaning people. And you, and the courage that's in you, people, and sometimes people are not used to. See, remember, if it takes you a season to get on board with what God is doing, to learn something new that's new to you, old to Him but new to you, and then the duration of time it takes you to get on board, and you tell somebody about it in one day, don't think they're just going to get on board. The revelation can. Sometimes revelation can seem very overwhelming to people. Very overwhelming. It's not that they can't process it. That's why I respect the revelation that God gives people and the information He gives people. When I first started listening to Henry Gruber, I didn't think much of prayer walking. I didn't understand it. I didn't know what he was doing. But I listened to his testimony. I said, this is important. And he started teaching on it. And I started seeing this. He's got a lot of revelation on this. This is very important. I would have never thought to do something like that. And then I wondered, would I have stuck with it if God told me to do it? But he had the passion for it because he loved people. He understood what he was doing. He believed in what he was doing. And the more I listened to him and the more I saw how important it was, the more I believed in what he was doing, to the point that I wanted to do some of it. It's very important to follow God and get on board with what he's doing. And I'm his student. I listen to him to learn. I'm already doing an assignment, and I can't do what he do. I can't stop what I'm doing and do what he's doing. But I'm in a position to learn it and share it with many people who listen by radio and website. And the Sunday school class, I talk about it. I was out toward Center Point, sitting at a red light. I saw a sheriff go by with the lights on, then a police go by with the lights on, and then another one with the lights off. And I thought about how many shootings and problems that Center Point is beginning to have. And so I thought, you know, I want to mention on the radio about Henry Groover, get people to start prayer walking. When they go buy gas, prayer walk the gas station. You don't even, Henry Groover said, you can drive around and pray over your area. Take it back. He said, when blood is spilled on the ground, the enemy takes that territory, and it'll keep happening and developing and getting worse. But we can prayer walk it, and the crime will stop. People commit crimes because of demons, demonic activity. And when you prayer walk the place, you can slow it down. But when you go out there and minister to people, you can stop it. And if God give you an assignment, that will arrest the works of darkness. Most people, if they heard the gospel properly, they would get saved. Most people will. But it's so much bad information that it interferes with the good information. For this reason, we have to be strategic in our way. We have to follow God. And I still learn how to minister to people. I'm anointed to do what I'm doing. But I greatly desire to minister to people in greater ways, just personal ministry. I really want to. Sometimes I don't know how to begin a conversation to minister to a person like I really want to. But God knows, and He also knows the timing and whether I should even, when I should do it. So being sensitive to the Holy Spirit is very important. And a person's life can depend on it. It's time now to go forward in the things of God. To know Him. To understand His ways and His works. And I desire greatly to follow Him in every way of life, because it's too important. And we need to know the Lord. We need to understand His word. What is He trying to get over to us? That's something that needs to be our first priority. Sometimes while your mind is on what He's doing, He'll give you a little more as you can receive it. And sometimes I try to help people understand quickly. But revelation can be overwhelming. I'm just realizing that. And when I minister, the Lord knows how to He knows how to set the volume, so to speak. A volume knob can go, it can be quiet or loud. And He knows how to control the revelation so people can get it. Like they say with music, bring it on home. He know how to bring it on home. He know how to help people get it. But He didn't give it to us all at once, so we have to give it to others the way He give it to us, or the way He's trying to give it to them through us. Yielding to the Holy Spirit can make the difference. here a little and there a little. And it takes time to explain some of the holy knowledge of God that He gives you to share with others. It takes time. So, in ministering to people, God uses repetition, example. And you have to teach it where they can get it. And be patient, like God is patient. Ray Wilson pointed out in the Breakfast Club, that our Sunday school, that God didn't call us to bear branches, He called us to bear fruit. And He wants us to bear much fruit. If we bear fruit, people will receive it and grow from it. And the Lord will bear branches. He said, "You're the branch, I'm the vine. We bear fruit. And everything that we learn of God, we receive the light, we live the light, we grow in the light. We grow because of the light. And the more light we receive, the more understanding of God's word that we receive, the greater we can do in life. And that's just the way it is. I love God, and I endeavor to keep all of His commandments and do all of His wisdom, because God is good that way. And He loves us. And now it's time to seek Him out so we can know Him. It's time to understand Him. It's time to go forward and not backwards. Receiving the greater revelation that He's trying to give us. And we're supposed to, it's our heritage to learn and grow from the Lord. And I take time, I say, "Lord, help me do all that's in Your heart." I've been confessing that I will do all that's in His heart. Because the time is so close, and if I get on board with Him, I'll be all right. I'll be able to make the greater differences in life. But the Lord is moving, and He has so much to say, good things. One thing that stands out in operating in ministry, the Lord used to give me a season of growing and learning, and He'd give me a word to share. Then, as I believe it, then he would send me out to minister that word when I was going to different churches. And I would take that word and minister that word to the pastors He would send me to. And then He'd give me a season of rest where I didn't have to go out. And then He'd give me a new teaching, and usually an aspect about following God. Revelation, things I need to know, knowledge to equip me to believe Him and understand and contend for the faith. All these things happen, and He loves us. Everything God do is out of His vast bank of love, and I love Him. He loves us. His return is imminent now, any moment now. Nevertheless, I'm out of time. The Lord he's not out of time. He can teach you all day long. Just be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and also the Holy Spirit in others. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.